of Zulhijjah, and we are in that particular period now. According to the hadith which we have read, there are no days on which amalu salihat or amalu salihat, good deeds, are more loved by Allah. What are amalu salihat? It includes every worthy deed, any pure action that contributes towards individual improvement, towards social upliftment, towards environmental enhancement. All efforts that are performed sincerely for a good cause and for the sake of Allah. It includes all forms, of course, of ibadat as the top priority. But why are these days singled out? These 10 days of Zulhijjah, why are they singled out as special days? According to Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, the great classical scholar who wrote over 150 works on hadith, on history, on biography, on tafsir, on poetry, on jurisprudence. The most valued of his book is Fathul Bari, which is an interpretation or rather a commentary of Sahih al-Bukhari. And in that book, he writes about this. He said, أَنَّ السَّبَبْ فِي إِمْتِيَازِ عَشْرِ ذِي الْحِجِّ لِمَكَانِ إِجْتِمَاعِ أُمَّهَاتِ الْعِبَادَ فِيهِ وَهِيَ الصَّلَاةُ وَالصِّيَامُ وَالصَّدَقَةُ وَالْحَجِّ وَلَا يَأْتِي ذَلِكَ فِي غَيْرِهِ. Imam Ibn Hajr al-Asqalani in his Fathul Bari says, the reason for the excellence of these first 10 days and nights of Zulhijjah is that a Muslim can perform in this period, in these 10 days, the main kinds of worship, which are prayer, fasting, charity, and Hajj, while these things cannot gather as a kind of worship at any time of the year. In other words, you can fast some other time, but you can't do the Hajj. So let us reflect 3 or 4 or 5 points about the period that we are in so we can appreciate and treasure these 10 days which are singled out by Allah and of course mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. These 10 significant days also include the most significant day of the year. These 10 days include undoubtedly the most significant day of the year, which is Yawmi Arafah. And the name Arafah itself is distinctly mentioned also in the Holy Quran. فَإِذَا فَطْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. When you flow or stream from Arafah, celebrate the praise of Allah, and so on. The verse goes on. وَاذْكُرُوهُ كَمَا هَدَاكُمْ. And praise Allah, celebrate His praises. Remember Him as you have been advised and as you have been directed. The name Arafah, besides appearing in the Quran, also appears in the hadith of Rasulullah, obviously. And there's a particular statement of the Rasul we can choose among the many statements where he said, Al-Hajju Arafah. Hadith documented in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Al-Hajju Arafah. Hajj is Arafah. Now this short statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam implies a very notable concept of the meaning of Hajj. In other words, it indicates that the Hajj pilgrimage and its validity is captured in the actual day of Arafah. Al-Hajju Arafah. Hajj is Arafah. Arafah is Hajj. Hajj becomes valid only when a pilgrim is at Arafah on the 9th of Zulhijjah. You see, besides zakah, which can be given at any time of the year, of course within the year, but any time of the year, all our other fundamental obligations are time-related. Daily salah, the waqtus are performed at a particular time. We are now doing salah at a particular time. Dhuhr is a particular time. So they are time related. Our fasting is the 9th month of the Islamic lunar calendar, not any other month. You can fast if you want to, but the obligatory fast, the month of Ramadan, Shahr Ramadan. Allah has made fasting obligatory. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَسُمْهُ. Whoever witnesses the month who's able to fast, should fast that month of Ramadan. So it's time related. Hajj, however, is observed only by those pilgrims who are at Arafah during the afternoon on the 9th of Zulhijjah in Ihram with the intention of Hajj. No one else can do it except those who are there in Ihram on Arafah. If you are in Makkah the whole day and not at Arafah, you don't have the Hajj. If you're in Medina on the 9th of Zulhijjah, in Ihram, it's not the Hajj. You must be on Arafah, not even at the Kaaba. as sacred as it is, you must be on the plains of Arafah with the intention of Hajj and Ihram with all the people who have come from all over the world to perform the Hajj. Because the only time, it's a particular obligation. You can make Maghrib sometimes at some other place, in Mina or somewhere. But Arafah, every pilgrim must be on that afternoon, on the 9th of Zulhijj, on Arafah. Every Haji is present there. Not making Salah somewhere else or in the hotel or at Medina or somewhere. They are there. So this day of Arafah is indeed the grandest day of the year, and it's one of these 10 days. And this is the day of Wukuf, where all the pilgrims gather on the plains and stand on the plains of Arafah. And that day, we witness the largest annual convention of faith. All those who are Duyufur Rahman, who are invited as guests of the Most Merciful, they are present on Arafah. And millions of believers coming together in the simplest form of clothing, staying in tents where everyone is considered equal. No discrimination on the basis of race, nor of gender, nor of age, nor of color, nor of caste, nor of social status. Even those who refuse women to go to mosque in some parts of the world, on Arafah, they don't try their tricks over there. You're there, irrespective of your color, your age, your gender, your race, you are on Arafah in the simplest of clothing. A United Nations of believers, though primarily a spiritual gathering at Arafah, it certainly has tremendous social-political implications which we ourselves don't seem to appreciate and utilize. But for another time, about identity, about LGBTQ, and about what's happening in Jenin as we speak on these days, I don't want to focus on those kind of things. That would have been my topic for today, by the way, about the massacre in Jenin this week, in these 10 days. But just the idea that we are all together, yet we don't stand together. But nonetheless, another topic. On the day of Arafah, a United Nations of believer, though primarily a spiritual gathering, it certainly has tremendous social political implications for the current ummah, which is a global community of faith. What a powerful expression of egalitarian, of democratic human coexistence, if you will. Hujjaj, pilgrims, standing shoulder to shoulder, of all shades and colors, of all races, dressed in the simplest of white clothes, strips of all kind of worldly barriers, be they wealthy, professional, never mind their geography, never mind from where they've come, never mind their class, never mind their education standard, never mind their social status, never mind their wealth. All these multitudes of faithful human beings, bound by the principle of Tawheed, emerge together as a stream of devotees coming from every part of the world. As Allah instructed Ibrahim, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرِ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. We see it happening now more than any other time in history. Announce, O Ibrahim, thousands of years ago, the Hajj, and people will come from every part of the world by every means of transport to witness the benefit, and that in itself requires a khutbah itself. What are the benefits, social, political, and religious and spiritual benefits of the Hajj? So they merge together as streams of devotees from every corner of the earth to become part of the ocean of believers. And this enduring image of Hajj has become a hallmark of the symbol of the unity of the Ummah. That is the day of Arafah. But linked to the day of Arafah is also a day of forgiveness for those of us who are not there. Arafah is a special day of forgiveness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in hadith, documented in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, said, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ أَكْثَرٌ مِنْ أَن يُعْتِقَ اللَّهُ فِي عَبْدًا مِنَ النَّارِ مِنْ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةٍ. There is no day upon which Allah frees more of His servants from the fire, from the punishment of the hereafter, than on the day of Arafah. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about this, because the non-hujjaj, hujjaj don't fast on Arafah. The non-hujjaj, they fast on the day of Arafah. Rasulullah said, سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عن صوم يوم عرفة فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أن يكفر السنة التي بعده والسنة التي قبله. Hadith documented in the Sahih of Imam Muslim. The one who sincerely fasts on the day of Arafah, Not those who are on Arafah, those of us who are here. Allah wipes out the sins of the previous year and the year to come. All the minor sins are wiped out. Third point, it was in the spirit of these 10 days that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1434 years ago this week, that our beloved Rasulullah summarized the essential message, the universal message of his mission in his historic final sermon, what we call the Khutbatul Wida', which he gave in the Urana Valley where the Mount Arafah is. He stood and he gave the sermon there. And there are 12 key points that emerge from the message that we inherited and which we need to imbibe and convey. One, submission to Allah. Two, upholding the pillars of the deen. Next, recognizing Allah and the revelation as the main source, as the primary source of our guidance. Acknowledging the finality of prophethood, which concluded in the universal mission of Rasulullah as the last prophet through history. The need to avoid all forms of evil and corruption. The importance of the fulfillment of trust and individual accountability to everyone you deal with. Avoiding dishonesty, specifically in financial dealings. Rights of workers, promotion of good family relations, the unity of the ummah as a whole, the value of human life, the sanctity of human life, of human integrity and of human property, and the removal of racial prejudice and the promoting of the equality of humanity. 12 key points in the Khutbatul Wida'. How pertinent is it that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave that profound message at Arafah during this Hajj and ever since? Annually, Hujjaj still gather at the same plains of Arafah to bear testimony to the principles enshrined in that message. Whether we implement it now as a global fraternity is another matter. Among the parting words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day at the farewell sermon was, Allahumma shahad, O Allah, bear witness that I have conveyed this message. And then he said, فَلْيُبَلِّغَ الشَّاهِدْ الْغَائِبْ, those who are present, pass on to those who are not here. So every generation, that message needs to be passed on. We are the inheritors of that particular message. It's an amana, it's a trust, not only to convey, but also to live by the message of the Khutbatul Wida', and for us to pass it on to our children and to the next generation. Fourth, one is significant of the day is the day Arafah, and of course the forgiveness. Now we come to the fourth point. We should be able to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not far away. It's we who are distant from Him. When Allah asks you to come close to Him, it's not because He's far. نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, we are closer to you than your own jugular vein. So Allah is never far. It's we who are distant from Him. So how do you gain قُرْب إِلَى اللَّهِ? How do you come قَرِيبٌ إِلَى اللَّهِ? How do you come closer to Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ الْعَمَلُ فِيهِنَّ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ عَشْرَ ذَا الْحِجِّ. The same hadith in different wording. The best days, there's no day which Allah prefers that good deeds be done on, except on these days. Then he said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّهْلِيلِ. Therefore, on these days, make tasbih, say subhanallah, glory to Allah. Even you're driving, you're listening, you're playing a game or watching something, or whatever it may be, maybe wicket keeper, they don't drop the ball, but I mean, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, you're reading the Quran, you're sitting quietly, waiting in the waiting room for the doctor or something. What does it cost you? You're waiting for someone coming after salah now. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Say, increase tasbih, glory to Allah. Takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Tahmeed, alhamdulillah, all praise and thanks are to Allah. And tahleel, la ilaha illallah, none worthy of our obedience and our worship than Allah. So the least we can do is to focus in doing good deeds and increasing our remembrance of Allah. And in this way, we come closer to Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hadith, he relates that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs him to say, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنَّ عَبْدِي بِي وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذْ ذَكَرَنِي. Tell my servants, O Muhammad, I am with the thought of my servants when they think of me, and when they remember me, I remember them too. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me and I remember you, but I remember you in a better gathering than the one you're remembering in me. That closeness to Allah is further manifested by non-hujjaj who do the qurban on the 10th and 11th and 12th of Zilhijjah and the days of Eid al-Adha. It's a perpetuation of the tradition of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was the first to announce the Hajj in the first place. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. That announcement Allah asked Ibrahim alayhi salam to make, which Rasulullah reinstituted. But on that day, we sacrifice in perpetuation of the legacy of Ibrahim. But do remember, it's not the flesh nor the blood that reaches Allah. لَيَّنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It's not the flesh, it's not the sacrifice, it's not the ritual that reaches Allah. You slaughter 20 sheep or 30 sheep, mashallah, slaughter is very good. But it's not that that reaches Allah, it's the taqwa that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that day, in that way, there's a closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not how much we've done and how much we've paid and who we've given to, but we did it for the sake of Allah, remembering that Ibrahim was prepared to sacrifice his son. So let these days be days of increased dhikr and increased good deeds, inshaAllah. Increased attentiveness to finding avenues of qurb ilallah, closeness to Allah. And let it be the days of the pursuance of taqwa, like all our ibadat. In this challenging era of trial and tribulations, we ask the protection of Allah and we pray the supplication of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as documented by Imam al-Tirmidhi. Rasulullah said, this is a dua, and make the dua for us here as well. Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi'al al-khayrat wa tark al-munkarat wa hubb al-masakin wa an taghfir lana wa tarhamna. Oh Allah, I ask you to grant me the capacity to do good deeds and the ability to avoid bad deeds, to have love for those who are less fortunate than me, to have love for those who are less fortunate than me, and to forgive and have mercy on others. Oh Allah, you too forgive us and you too have mercy on us. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amali yuqarribuna ila hubbik. He said, oh Allah, I ask you for your love, the love of those whom you love, and the love for actions which will draw us closer to your satisfaction and to your love. I want all of us to commit ourselves during these exceptional days of Zilhijjah to appreciate the importance of this mawsim, this season of Hajj, and its symbolic unit, indication of the unity of the Ummah. To value the significance of these 10 days of Zilhijjah, which includes the day of Arafah, and to treasure the approaching Eid al-Adha in the context of sacrifice and in the context of trying to attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Hajj of all those Hujjaj who have traveled for the pilgrimage to Mecca, to the Baytullah, and to the environments of Mecca. May those among us who have not performed the pilgrimage, may Allah grant us the capacity and the honor to also be of those who are someday privileged to have the opportunity to perform the Hajj as the Yufur Rahman, as the guests of the Most Merciful. May we all be showered with the blessings of these 10 significant days. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
JazakumAllah khairan to Sheikh Sa'adullah for that beautiful talk on Hajj and the 10 days of the Hijjah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Sheikh his health and strength to carry on for many more years. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Allow me to read out the notice for Eid, inshaAllah. The entry gate in front of the masjid, inside of the masjid, will be closed after Isha of the night before Eid. The gate between the masjid and the school will be closed. These gates will only be open for pedestrians walking into the precincts of the masjid. No cars will be allowed in front of the side of the masjid from after Isha of the night before Eid. All parking will be in front of the school and behind the masjid and the school as well, inshaAllah. The entire parking in front of the masjid and the side of the masjid will be for the Eid Salah, inshaAllah. Musallis will come late. I encourage to bring their own musalla along. And also, I see on the notice is rain is predicted for the day. And also, inshallah, we'll start with the takbirat immediately after the Salah of Fajr. That is about 7 o'clock, inshallah. Thereafter, we'll start with the lecture about 25 to 8. We'll start preparing for the Salah at 5 past 8, inshallah. And about quarter past 8, this is after Ishraq, we'll start with the commencement of the Salah and the khutbah to follow, inshallah. So we encourage each and everyone to come early, come for the waqt of Fajr, inshallah, and remain in the masjid for the rest of the program, inshallah. And just to remind the people, for the next few Jumas, inshallah, while the school holidays, the school quad, I can actually see people are walking to the school quad now. It will be closed. There's insufficient space in the masjid upstairs, quite a few more spaces upstairs. So the people are standing at the back. There are quite a few more spaces upstairs. The school quad will be closed during the school holidays, inshallah. But it will be open on Eid day. It will be open on Eid day. There's a sound in there, there's a monitor in there, and it is enclosed as well. But for the school holidays, the quad will be closed. Those people who can hear, they can hear me outside, I'm sure they can hear me. Please make your way to the masjid. There are quite a few more spaces upstairs in the masjid, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Can we just ask the brothers to stand for and fill all the gaps? Quite a few gaps here in the center of the masjid, so that we don't waste any time after the khutbah, inshallah. And also a special Eid collection will be made on the day of Eid for the upkeeping of the masjid. Jazakumullah khairan.
الله أكبر
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar.
صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر. وقال الله تعالى فإذا أفضتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام واذكروه كما هداكم، صدق الله العلي العظيم. وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه، ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام العشر، فأكثروا فيهن من التسبيح والتحميد والتكبير والتهليل، أو كما قال صدقت يا رسول الله. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل، وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ورسولنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي: يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فقال الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا قولا كريما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اجعل الحجاج حجهم حجا مبرورا وسعيهم سعيا مشكورا وذنوبهم ذنوبا مغفورا وأعمالهم أعمالا صالحا مقبولا وارجعوهم بالصحة والسلامة والعافية برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو كريم حليم سميع بصير تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات ارفع لهم الدرجات وكفر عنهم السيئات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولذكر الله أكبر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة.
استقيم واستوى واعتدل ويرحمنا ويرحمكم الله الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله
وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب. ليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم فإذا أفضتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام واذكروه كما هداكم وإن كنتم من قبله لمن الضالين. ثم أفيضوا من حيث أفاض الناس واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. فإذا قضيتم مناسككم فاذكروا الله كذكركم آباءكم أو أشد ذكرا فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا وما له في الآخرة من خلاق ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار أولئك لهم نصيب مما كسبوا والله سريع الحساب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله العظيم. استغفر الله العظيم. استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه. ونسألك يا رب التوبة والمغفرة والهداية لنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.